May 25, 1909. Jesus confounds the soul with love. Continuing in my usual state, blessed Jesus was not coming. However, for the whole day I felt as if there were someone over me, who would not let me waste 1 minute of time, but would keep me always in continuous prayer. A thought wanted to distract me by saying to me, "When the Lord does not come, you pray more, you are more attentive, and by this you yourself give him a field not to come, because the Lord may say, 'Since she behaves better when I do not go, it is better if I deprive her of me.'" Since I could not waste time in listening to what my thought was saying, in order to shut the door on its face, I said, "The more he does not come, the more I will confound him with love. I don't want to give him the occasion. This is what I can do, and this is what I want to do. And he is free to do whatever he wants." And without thinking of the nonsense that my thought had told me, I continued to do what I was supposed to do. In the evening, however, I didn't even remember about this. Blessed Jesus came, and almost smiling at me, he told me, "Brava, brava, my lover, who wants to confound me with love? However, I tell you, you will never confound me. And if sometimes it seems that I am confounded with love, it is I who give you the freedom to do it, because the only relief and the thing which I most enjoy from creatures is love. In fact, it was I who solicited you to pray, who prayed with you, who gave you no respite. So, instead of me being confounded, I confounded you with love. And since you felt all filled with love and were confounded by it, in seeing that my love was pouring so much into you, you thought you were confounding me with your love. However, I tell you, as long as you try to love me more, I delight in these mistakes of yours, and I make of them a joke between me and you."